Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that, the vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Taylor, I'm in position. Northeast side of the pearly gates.
Excellent, Link. From here, you'll be able to open the piss portal from heaven into hell and let the rest of the team in.
There's only one problem, Taylor. There's a biblically accurate angel hovering above. It's waiting for me to pee.
Careful, Link. If you start peeing now...
I know. I won't be able to stop the stream.
And that'll be the end of this mission, because angels will know when your bladder is empty and you're lying to them.
That might make breaking everyone into heaven and meeting my grandpa Daryl Wilson and getting his memory daddy magic to save the doodler from Willie a little bit more challenging.
Link, do you know Dr. Arnold Kegel?
Are you referring to the American gynecologist Arnold Henry Kegel, the assistant professor of gynecology at the Keck School of Medicine at USC?
Correct. But beyond teaching medical students in Southern California, do you know what he's known for?
No, I don't.
Three years after Emperor Hirohito surrendered to the Allies at the end of World War II, ending Japan's involvement in the war in the Pacific, Arnold Kegel invented a series of exercises designed to strengthen the muscles in the pelvic floor. He called them Kegels.
That does sound useful, but what does that have to do with the mission?
Dr. Kegel was studying how pelvic floor exercises could help prevent systocele, rectocele, and urinary stress incontinence. However, he also found numerous benefits to working out the muscles in your pelvic floor, including an above-average ability to regulate urine flow.
So you're saying with Kegels, I'll be able to start peeing, but able to continue peeing, so I don't have to tell an angel I need to pee, and then I won't be lying. That way, I'll be able to operate in heaven without being impeded.
Exactly, Link. Impeded. What's going on, Link? Link, is everything all right?
Everything's fine. I'm just doing Kegels now, and it's working.
Excellent, Link. We'll see you on the other side.
Piss Boy out.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast.
What is it then?
This is a podcast about teenage problems.
Oh, okay.
Well, we just lost half of our viewers.
That's the best one yet.
If you're having teen problems, I feel bad for you, son.
I got 100,000 other podcasts
you could
listen
to. But a sit ain't one. Am I right?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
This is a story of four teens who got married and then have to fix all the problems that their grandparents did. What an unfair burden on these teens. Mm-hmm. Truly.
God gives his greatest battles to his mightiest teens.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, the ranger teen of the group, who's maybe respecking once he looks at some help documentation on dndbeyond.com.
Something the writers are fighting for right now is there's too much respect work going on in Hollywood.
Terrible. Okay. This week's teen fact, Taylor knows the Titanic like the back of his fucking hand because the Titanic, all of its details were detailed in a Pixar animated film that Taylor's a huge fan of.
Okay.
It's called Boats. It's
called Pixar's Boats. And it's about the Titanic. Yep.
Well, it's hero boat.
Yes, I can. No, I can't.
So it'd be about the Carpathia, who was the boat that came and like rescued the people from the Titanic.
Wow.
But it's like everybody's down the Carpathia. And then finally the biggest, mightiest boat sinks. And who needs to step up but the Carpathia?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's
wow.
it.
That's
it's Pixar's Boats.
Pixar's Boats.
No, no, but it was like Boats. Like
I'm just imagining a movie about like little like Titanic Jr., but like being like a classic Disney orphan. You know what I mean?
Oh, Titanic Jr. is like a little towboat. And my dad's the Titanic. I could pull my dad. It's like your dad's at the bottom of the ocean. Guess what?
Now you have to live with your mean uncle.
Oh, the mean uncle's just like a schooner. With sail? Like from the age of sail?
Beautiful. Anyway.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew
Pixar's
Arnold.
Pixar's quality really dropped off.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play the future soccer star, Lincoln Boss Kicks, schooled in a prison, mind freed by his friends, and now a paladin to his spouses.
Can we get a Free Your Mind clip from The Matrix in there just as an audio drop?
Free your mind.
Yep, great.
There you go.
Can we also get a mind freak?
Lincoln M. Kicks, mind freak.
Little known fact about Lincoln, when he's stuck in his homeschooled prison, one thing he never learned anything about, either the feature film or the historical event, is the Titanic for some reason.
I got
he
movie
literally
you can watch.
He knows nothing.
He knows nothing about
nothing.
The Titanic.
The only thing he knows about the Titanic is that it is a synonym for large. So like that's so like he just thinks, yeah, it's a big.
So he
it's like
Latin.
It's Titanic.
He took Latin.
I mean, people use the term like that as a Titanic success. He's like, yeah, I get it.
I thought this was the biggest Quiznos subsize.
Interesting, by the way, interesting little thing about that. Titan, right? A Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Titanic, like a Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Is that interesting?
I thought it was really interesting.
That's pretty basic.
That's just saying what the Titanic is.
Well, yeah, but like instead of,
does ick mean Leica?
Matt in Latin class must have been
that's
a
the
nightmare.
Original Latin of that Madonna song is ick, a virgin.
That's good.
Ick, a virgin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak, Perky Peppy Chipper Cheery School Spirit mascot kid. Titanic themed fact about Normal this week is that Normal does not know anything about the Titanic either because he can never tell the Titanic and the RMS Lusitania apart.
Shut
the Titanic, that was the one that was sunk by U-boats on May 7th, 1915, right? And it's like, no, that's the Lusitania, Normal. Classic Normal goof. There you go.
So silly. My name is Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who's not like the other warlocks.
Oh.
She doesn't want to care anymore.
Aww.
Fun fact about Scary this week
Yay.
Is that Scary is unknowingly, no, I think she must know. Wait, I don't know if she knows or not. Let's see.
You're the god of Scary. You
I really am. No, she doesn't know. She doesn't know that she's the benefactor of extreme generational wealth.
What?
Yes.
That's right. Her step-grandfather, Ron Stampler, went into business with his friend Beth May on a great object, and people bought it. They bought his objects, and this object is the unsinkable love float for two. That's right. It's a door-shaped pool float with just enough room for you and your heart of the ocean. There's plenty of room. Nobody has to get in
the
water.
What does it look like?
Beth is literally reading the copy.
I'm not. I'm staring at Will.
She's reading the press announcement directly into camera. There's a camera here filming an infomercial.
Yep. It's shaped like the door from the major motion picture Titanic, which is actually based on a bit of side paneling. That's a real sort of object from the Titanic itself. But, you know, James Cameron,
in his,
in his infinite wisdom, changed it to a door. Great on him. Big fan. And so, yeah, Ron went into business with Beth May to make these pool floats, and he made millions and millions of dollars.
That's how he could afford that tour to the Titanic.
Yeah.
Did he fuck over Beth May in the business partnership and she's left penniless? Like, where'd all that money go?
No, Beth is
rich
really,
too?
Really rich.
Beth is rich and happy too.
Wait, so why doesn't Scary know that she should be rich? Is it because Beth's hoarding all the money now that Ron's dead?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Beth went to Ron and said, like, I'll be your business manager.
We have to do a fucking one shot where the teens have to spend a night in Beth May's haunted mansion.
Oh, shit.
Called the Immortal Soul Salvage Yard because there's a bunch of spooky ghosts in there.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of our NPC, Beth May, having millions of dollars that are rightfully scaries that she's hanging on to after
fucking
Ron Stampler
Beth
died.
Has created a mansion like the Winchester House that's full of all these crazy doors to keep ghosts from bothering her.
Love it.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Hey Papa.
Dad.
Daddy's sick.
If I sound different, it's because I got the Rona. Oh. So I'm separate. And one of the not known symptoms of COVID is not being funny. So that's what I'm going to rely
damn
on
it.
As my excuse for this episode.
Guys, I didn't know it, but I have long COVID since before the podcast started.
Can we all say we have COVID then?
Nope, it's just me and Beth.
That's stolen valor, Matthew.
You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry you're sick, Anthony.
I am too. I think I got sick doing a charity thing, which is evidence from God that I should never step outside my lane.
That's not right, God.
Yeah.
So when we last left you, you had gone into the memory of Grant and Daryl Wilson as part of your ongoing quest to collect enough daddy magic to send Dude, your eldritch friend, back to the dimension from whence they came. The memory that you saw was Grant on his wedding night.
Oh, God!
With no wedding day. Talking to Daryl about how he was too scared to be with somebody and that he didn't quite know if he wanted to marry Marco because Marco was too good for him. In that moment, Scam actually appeared and gifted everybody in the scene with an all-expense-paid trip to the Titanic on its maiden voyage. Scam actually goes, yes, you're welcome. It's the most famous ship in all the world, in your world anyway, and I thought you would love it, a little early honeymoon. Wait, what are you four doing here? And he looks and sees,
what?
When you look at each other, the teens, you see yourselves dressed like old-timey, like 1910s teens.
Oh, I've got no drip. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I should go to the hospital.
Oh, my God. I think I'm pulling off this newsboy cap. What do you guys think?
Actually, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Actually,
pretty
good. I mean, I guess.
Oh, wow.
What's Dude dressed as?
Dude is dressed in a very tasteful newsboy outfit, or news baby outfit, that covers up all the curves, but leaves a lot to the imagination.
The dream.
I'm looking at pictures of 1910s teenage fashion, and
it's just 1940s old man fashion.
It's just straight, straight up, it looks like three ad men, but they're supposedly teenagers, so I guess that's what we look like.
I think Link looks straight up like he's been like shoveling coal into the ship.
He's already got dirt on his sheets.
Black shirt, but he's actually shirtless, but just covered in soot. He's just got torn up pants, and he's just sweating, and his, like, his hair is like singed.
Now,
he's like, oh, God.
One last detail, though, because Taylor, coming a little bit from the Asian perspective.
No, he does not look the way you think that he looks. Whatever you're imagining, it's not that.
I'm just looking at some photos from the period.
Do whatever he wants
of the period. And let's just say there's some sleeves. and
does Taylor
interesting
look
hairdo.
Yeah, to paint us a picture.
Yeah, how does Taylor look?
I think Taylor looks like straight up, if you don't mind me saying, a Chinaman of the period, as they say. According to Getty Images, this is a typical look.
Freddie, I don't know what would be more offensive, me supporting you in this or me saying you can't do this. So
I'm just going to stay quiet.
Guys, Chinese people existed at the turn of the century. There's nothing offensive about it. I'll tell you what, though.
I don't think any of them were on the Titanic.
No, but I know what picture.
It's not offensive. It's offensive that you find it funny, Matt. That's what it is.
Hold on. Let me just check if there are any Chinese people on the Titanic.
Freddie, grant us white people forgiveness.
Six! Literally, there were six Chinese people on Titanic. And to be fair, the pictures of them, they are in some dapper suits. So, you know, okay, Taylor is in a dapper suit as the seventh of the six people who are on the Titanic. Wow, I didn't know this.
Well,
okay, Mr. Likely, so like, wait, is this the memory? What happened? Why? How are we here? Like, we can't be here.
So Grant grabs Scam actually by his multicolored collar, and he goes, "What did you do? Why are we? What? Where are we?" And Scam goes, "It's a honeymoon present, the Titanic. It's the most famous human ship. I thought you'd love it. The Titanic is famous for a reason. Where's Marco? I don't know. He's on here somewhere. I guess you should find him. Do you need me to take you back? Yes, of course I need you to take me back. Okay, well, I guess if you can find something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue, then I can use those to bring you back to your own time. Off you go." And Grant goes, "Where the fuck? Marco, Marco!" And he starts running.
Grant, Dad.
Grant looks back with confusion in his eyes at the child saying, "Dad." And Scam goes, "Oh, no. So you all are from the future, I'm assuming? You were looking at his memory or something?"
Yeah.
We're kind of from the present.
I mean, yeah, we're from the present. But
you
we're
know
at,
us. You've
yeah.
met us.
Well, not yet. Time doesn't quite work that way for me. So here's the thing. Oh. You can't create a paradox. This is just a memory of somebody to you, so you can't go and change anything too crazily.
Oh, okay. So, like, we're fine. Like, we're not really here. Like,
yeah.
we're not
yeah,
gonna
we're
die.
Not here, right? We're like,
no,
we're still
you're
just
here for sure.
Them.
You're here for realsies, and you'll what? Drown if you don't get off the Titanic.
How does that work?
But he looks at Daryl and he goes, "I mean, you're feeling good though, right?"
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, Scam, hey, bud, this is kind of coming back to me. I don't think I was here. Like, can't you bring us back? Like, I would really appreciate my grandkid not dying on the Titanic before I even met.
Yeah, buddy, I'll make a deal with you.
Yeah, you tell
don't
him,
worry,
Ron.
Kiddos, I got this covered.
As Daryl and Ron say this, they begin to fade away, and you hear an angelic voice go.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Which you interpret as they found out that you're trying to leave heaven by jumping into a memory, and you're being pulled back.
I yell back to, I'm like, "Hey, we didn't do it on purpose. We're coming back. Just calm down.
I put my name on the out list, and then I'll put it on the in list when I'm back in."
Ron, I think you got to play it cool because you already got in trouble for actually escaping last time.
I'm just such a bad boy.
You are. I mean, you can't be that bad. You made it up
Mr.
there.
Mr. Ron, if they let bad boys in heaven, I guess there still is hope for a guy like me.
Absolutely not, kiddo.
Okay. Well,
and with that, Ron fades away.
Grant, just, you should just get on a lifeboat.
Hold your breath a really long
time. Oh, no, I don't want to tell you anything. I watched that primer. Like, ignore everything I said. I shouldn't change the timeline. Just, maybe you're supposed to die.
Oh, no.
Daryl said maybe you're supposed to die.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So we're here?
So we're on the Titanic.
And we can die.
Which means any minute now, U-boats are going to show up and torpedo the ship.
No. Norm, that's not how it works. We run into an iceberg, and then it's like, it hits
Scary,
the
you're thinking of the Lusitania.
As you say iceberg, you hear in the distance a voice cry out, "Iceberg, run ahead!" And then there's a rumble. There's a rumble beneath your feet as the ship bounces up against something. And it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. It just feels like, you know, there's a little rock under your feet.
That's a shutter.
That's not a big deal. I'm sure they bumped into stuff on the Lusitania before the U-boat. We got to get out of here, though.
No, wait. We can't. Stop. Don't move. Don't touch anything. Don't step on any butterflies. Don't do anything.
Why?
Like,
what's wrong?
This is a memory, right?
Yeah.
But
Grant, my dads, they made it.
Okay.
I think we just have to accept we're supposed to die here.
What?
Well, if we do anything, we might stop. Like, right? Like, we can't do anything. Because if we do something, they might change what happened. And Grant and Marco, they did make it.
No, man.
What if they made it because of stuff that we did?
Oh, God, yeah. That's the part. How do we know what happened?
What is death but the ending of consciousness? So if we die in these bodies, our consciousness might end.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think that's what death is, Scary. Well, hold on. You're, like, super goth, though, right? And, like, is this the first time you've realized that death means that, like, you die?
I mean, it'd be super metal if we did, but I'm just saying that, like, it doesn't have to be, like, the end of everything, you know? It would actually be more metal if, like, we continued living, but wanting death.
Well, listen up, folks.
Do it.
Okay. Listen up, folks. Well, you happen to be in the employ of one of the greatest Titanic trivia historians this world has ever seen. Just follow my lead and we'll be fine.
Wait, Scam Likely said something about Grant's going to go, Mr. Wilson is going to go get a bunch of, like, something new, something borrowed, something blue, whatever. So, like, I guess you're right. We don't know if we did help in the past or whatnot. I guess the best thing we can do is do our best to make sure that my dad stay alive.
Okay. So
how many people died? Wait, you guys seem to know what you're talking about. Like this boat.
Yeah, like 1,700 people died on this
1,496 people.
Like you guys
died.
Just know about like their engagement wedding or whatever.
No, no. Why would we know about your dad's engagement wedding?
I mean, why do you know about this boat? I assume like my dad must have told you about it or something.
Oh, no. Dude. Okay.
Wait, what? You've never seen Titanic?
I mean, I've seen things that are Titanic.
God.
No, okay. I mean, like, let me the story a of timeless you. Love. I mean, yeah, go ahead if you're going to do that.
Oh, Kirby says, next to the Joker, the ultimate story of timeless love.
That's true. That's true.
That's very true. Okay, so.
Yeah, Titanic's frequently on the top 10 list of all movies of all time, right next to the Joker.
Here's what you need to know. The Titanic was an ocean liner that was launched by the Cunard Line in 1906 and held the Blue Ribbon appellation for the fastest Atlantic crossing in 1908.
No, that's the Lusitania.
No, I'm pretty sure I got this right. There's a Royal Navy blockade going on. It's the eve of World War
I. Don't listen to these nerds. Here's what you need to know.
People around you are like, World War I?
Don't listen to these nerds. Here's what you need to know. And then Taylor raises his voice so everyone hears. 67% of everyone will be dead in just a few hours.
Okay, but what you really need to know is like the hottest girl ever meets the hottest boy ever. Okay. And she's in first class.
And he is right here.
Does Hermie look exactly like Jack Dawson?
Yes.
Oh, he's got like a sketchbook and everything, dude.
Yeah.
And Scary, Scary just like stops talking.
Oh, okay, Scary. Okay, so Scam. Oh, this feels like Scam. So that my dads are on a boat that sinks in the past is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes, because my shitty dad is a stupid idiot.
And we're on that boat too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is. Oh, fuck. Yeah, Hermie, what's up with your dad?
He sucks is what's up with him. That's why I wanted to kill him. And you guys narked on me and decided not to kill him.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I'm kind of regretting that choice right now. Hey, Hermie, I just want to say your anger at your dad is valid. And I'm sorry that I was like, don't kill your dad, because now it seems like we're all going
to
die.
But you guys know what happened. So let's just go talk to the captain.
It's
right?
Simple. All we have to do is go find the captain and get him a notice about the U-boats that are coming to sink the ship. Right?
No, I mean, okay, no. So the captain already saw all these iceberg warnings, right? But he's like, nah, I want to set a record.
Oh, that's right. We're on the Lusitania. Okay, I got it. I'm up to speed.
No.
All right, so
we need an audience with the captain.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go tell them to like not sink. It feels like the sooner he knows, that's bad.
But remember, we can't alter the timeline. We can't alter history.
You just said that we could, though, because I suggested we do nothing, and you said we can't do that. So let's go.
What about this? Hear me out. What if we just go follow your dad from a safe distance?
Okay.
He's going to go do the stuff. And if it seems like he's not going to be able to do any of the things, then we step in discreetly to do the thing.
And we can't
and
save all
done.
We can't save the other people?
They're gone, Link.
Oh, yeah, man. The bulkhead doors only go up to E deck, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
The water spills
there's
over.
There's really like, there's no, like you over. Sure, like, you guys know your history because you seem conflicted, the two of you, Taylor.
No,
now
I
that
need to
I
be
know
clear.
We're on the Lusitania, not the Titanic, it's all clear to me. The Lusitania hit an iceberg and it's all good to go. God. So we're all on the same page. So we're fine.
Okay, we won't save them now. Wink. But for now, let's follow my dad.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Chime Ding Dong.
What? Who's there? Ding. Hello?
Help. It's me, Beth, here to motivate you about budgeting
Beth,
your savings.
Where are you right now?
I don't
what do you
know.
Need?
Oh, it's so dark.
What did you hear on the way?
I heard a chime.
A chime.
Did that chime checking account tell you that what you heard? You get features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 to spot me. You're getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit.
Yes, but I'm still so scared.
Did you drive past good customer service?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you drive past Chime allowing you to overdraft up to $200 with no fees?
That's true.
And let me ask you this. Did you drive past a financial institution without a sense of community? That's right.
Yeah.
And
there
where
some
has
banks out there.
If that's the case, then that means Beth is definitely not heading towards Chime, which is a financial institution with a sense of community. 60,000 fee-free ATMs, no monthly fees or maintenance fees. To date, Chime has spotted members. This is their fee-free overdraft up to $200. They've spotted members over $20 billion.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, you have to, the point is that when you have a direct deposit, you know, they know it's coming. So sometimes, you know, the timing for your bills and stuff gets weird,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
Eligible members get complimentary boosts to increase a friend's spot me limit. And when you give a boost, they can boost you back to raise your limit, just like in Mario Kart. Set up a direct deposit into your Chime account. After qualifying direct deposit of $200 or more, Chime will notify you to enroll in Spot Me. With an activated debit card, Chime will spot you up to your limit when you exceed your balance. Your next direct deposit is applied to your negative balance. Chime never charges fees or interest for using Spot Me. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/daddies. That's chime.com/daddies. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes in the air. When I got some flowers in the air as well, and it's nice to be able to smell the flowers and not cat poop. And I can do that thanks to Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, 1 6-pound bag, works up to a month, and it's got the color-changing technology. Not just for cereals and novelty mugs when you're on vacation. Now your kitty litter will change color due to environmental circumstances. In this case, the pH level of your cat's piss, which can tell you things about potential illness in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. I never run out because I can open my door and there's a big old bag of kitty litter right there. I don't have to lug it from my very far garage over to my place. I don't have to bring out my old grocery cart to move the Pretty Litter.
And you love that grocery cart, so this is extra convenient.
Extra convenient. Just a great low tracking and an interesting kitty litter, because most kitty litters, you don't get information by looking at it.
Yeah,
that's what Pretty Litter offers. Pretty Litter offers a visual experience to all who experience it. Pretty Litter is amazing. Although, to be fair, if you do see the crystals change color, like, you know, get sorry, taking that cat to a vet.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, on. The Pretty Litter does not come with the vet that will fix
your cat. That's your job. That's your job as the cat owner. Pretty Litter, though. Amazing. You got to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Maybe we should tell people that it's sinking, though, right as we go, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Hey, everyone in here, just to be clear, you're going to want
who's in this
to
room,
be...
Anthony? Who's in the room with us?
You're on the deck, so it's a bunch of people out enjoying the sea air.
It's cold as shit
cold.
Out here.
Oh, there's two fucking guys playing soccer with the chunk of the iceberg.
I was literally about to say the soccer thing.
Link starts running after his
then
dad.
Then he sees a soccer
game
going
he's
on.
Like, the boat's sinking or not, whatever you think I said back then, it happened. Just go near the lifeboats. Whoa! And then I see the ice and I fucking like do a cool, like I try to do like a rainbow with it. Like I want to join the game.
As you head towards the two deckhands playing soccer with a big chunk of ice, you see that one of them has in his hand what looks to be a bottle of some very old aged whiskey. And it seems to be glowing a light purple color.
Bro, the ship's sinking and you deckhands are playing soccer with
and drinking on the
that's
job.
Wild, bro.
But this is pre-OSHA. I can't do an Irish
pre-OSHA.
Accent, but imagine this is a non-offensive Irish accent that I'm speaking in.
Actually, in Ireland, it's O'Shea.
Fuck
with
yeah,
with my
Will.
18 athletics, I kick the ice up and I hold it on my foot. I say, I don't play. I play hard. I play. Yeah, I won't play soccer.
Faith and Bagari, I really lost that sentence, didn't you?
I'd like to do an Arcana roll on this glove, because I'm just like, purple is like, you know,
it's a thing with us.
The purple vibes are purple in this show. So I'm going to go ahead and roll Arcana. I'm going to roll purpleness. I got a 9.
You're so purple coated.
So purple.
I'm so purple
pilled,
bro,
right
dude.
Yeah.
You're maroon pilled and purple coated. And
nice.
With a 9, you can tell that there is some magic associated with this particular bottle that he is holding.
The bottle's like, this is the skin of a killer, Bella. Sorry. That's
wow.
Actually, you know what? I think that
what?
People will
I
listen.
Don't
okay,
that.
Wait, don't cut it from the episode. I think that people will enjoy it. So there, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Can we enjoy it? Can you tell us what it
know?
Was?
Do you know how many fucking stupid gamer references Beth has to put up with on this show? We cannot understand something Beth said for once. Okay, it's fine.
I'll Google it. I want to know.
No, then we can have the experience of having a bunch of people explain it to us online afterwards.
Ooh, I think that sounds great.
Anybody else want to roll Arcana?
I will.
If we were dogs, you'd be rolling Barkana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's an 11.
All right. With an 11. Jesus Christ, Frederick. With an 11.
Freddy, roll Arcana to save us.
Freddy, you get disadvantage on your next roll for that joke.
Don't worry. I know exactly where we are. That's an 18 plus 2. There we go.
Freddy's like, do you know that if a cat was a doctor, it would practice meowdicine? And then expects us to be like, ha, 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 ha.
No, I don't expect anything from anybody at this point.
It's just that we weren't talking about dogs. That's what made it so
So with an 18, you can tell that this is the something old in the spell that this game likely requires to send everyone back. Well,
now, is
by
it the
everyone,
bottle
I mean
or
you and Grant and Marco.
Is it the bottle or is it the booze?
It is the... Interesting.
Ooh.
It is the booze.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Let me just carry
and they're drinking it? Hey, stop drinking!
Oh, wait, guys.
Oh,
oh,
even
it's the 1910s. I don't think you're going to have much luck with that, my friend.
Oh, I'm so cold. If only I had a little hot drink to warm me up.
All right, roll persuasion.
Okay.
Try and look as consumptive as possible, Beth.
Okay, so that's a 13 plus 5, which is 18. And I say, oh, normally Daddy won't let me have a drink, but he said if I was a good girl and my fever was down, I'd be able to have a little sip because it's so cold outside.
Scary, where did that come from?
Scary, holy cow!
You're a thespian.
Hermie is taken aback at your acting skills.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I took, like, you know, beginner drama class.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is going on?
The deckhand says, this will bring a bit of color back to your cheeks, won't it? And gives you a sip of
the... Okay, and
the whole
I hold
thing.
It in my mouth. I don't swallow it.
For the rest of the show.
Okay. I look for a cup or something.
Beth has taken a sip of liquid death and is currently holding in her mouth.
Inside, there's the saloon deck.
The whole deck? Damn, these motherfuckers partied.
Yeah. D-deck was the saloon deck on the real Titanic. I'm not making that up.
Whoa.
And yes, there are many glasses and things. Porter's is like, excuse me, I believe the children are meant to be on the lower decks. You must be lost.
We are. We
need a cup, sir. We need a cup for our friend. Her tooth
and
is broken and she needs to spit her tooth into something.
And certainly not the child of the Chinese ambassador. And I stare the guy down.
Roll deception.
3 plus 5, 8.
It's a shame you didn't roll better because I could have done some really fun racist stuff. China has no ambassador to the Titanic. Surely
to
not.
The Titanic. The Titanic.
Yeah, we do. We want to see how good the boats are.
Your people are working on trains, not the Titanic. You stay in your lane and I'll stay in mine.
Sir, he's not...
They said the train Titanic could never be derailed.
Look, my friend here, she's going to throw up. So either she can throw up here on the nice carpet or just give us some sort of bucket or carpet. Yeah, just give us something for her to throw up in.
Roll persuasion.
With advantage, that's good, right? They don't want to throw up.
Well, I mean, it feels like the most logical thing they would do would be like, okay, then vomit over the side. That's what everybody else does.
No. Okay, I had to swallow it. Yeah, that's so exhausting
12.
To hold liquid in your
12.
Mouth for that long.
With a 12, he just puts his arms out and tries to usher you back onto the deck.
I'm going to try and sleight of hand off of like a lady with a big hat. I want to steal the glass.
Steal a glass. Okay,
from
steal
her,
a glass.
From her table.
Okay.
But, Matt.
Okay.
She needs to be a lady with a big hat so that I can, like, doof the hat and cause a bit of a kerfluffle to cover my sleight of hand. We shifty Orientals know how to get things done.
Don't make me laugh at that word.
Yeah,
Will, 4 plus
Will
1, 5.
Will and Matt laughed, so.
4 plus 1, 5.
You shove this woman, and she spills her drink all over her chest, and she gets up, she goes, how dare you? And she takes out her
like
clutch.
Like the lady from Rocco's Modern Life?
Yes, exactly. She takes out her clutch, and she smacks you across the face with it, and she goes, get these children back under decks. What are they doing up here where people of means can see them?
Anthony, I also did a sleight of hand roll, and I got a 16.
Wow. All right, while she's saying all that, you do something. What did you want to do?
So I wanted to do one of those moves where the waiter is walking around with like all the champagne flutes, and then like as he's looking, I just kind of like casually like James Bond, just like grab a champagne flute and just chug the whole thing down. And then I just kind of like twirl it in my hand and like I hand it over to Scary and I'm like, if you're going to spew into this.
Okay. So this is also presumably the first alcohol Normal's ever had.
I had Henry's Hard Booch, but it has been a while.
Okay.
Should I make a constitution roll or something like that?
Yeah. Give me a constitution roll. See if we're drunk.
I got a 13.
Okay, so you're not drunk. You handle your liquor like a champ.
Wow.
And you're fucking partying, baby. You're buzzed as hell, dog.
Scary spits out the whiskey into the, or brandy rather, into glass.
The glass. Okay.
Okay, we got to hold on to this.
Great. That's one down.
Okay, well.
We need to
Grant,
cover it.
Grant wasn't even close to that. So like.
Yeah, those guys were going to drink all of that for sure by the time he got up there.
Yeah, we got to find.
Your dad needs to get his act together.
I know. Well, he must, but
and
he did
he's
make
about
it.
To let a catch like Marco slip through his fingers.
I know. Like, seriously.
Your dad's so husband.
Wait a second. Link,
yeah.
Do you realize what this means?
What?
If we had to intervene to do this, what if your dad calls it off with Margo tonight? What if this is too much? Then you'll start fading out of existence. What if you don't exist
anymore?
Yeah,
the memory, he was expressing doubts.
I don't know. Marco's got some game. Like,
oh my God.
Toward my dad and Mac and my other dad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that once Grant goes to, oh God, I don't know. I'm looking around like, am I changing?
You hard cut to the deck with all the cars in it and there's just a hand slamming against
the
door.
Oh,
no! Link's like, I feel it in my bones that we're still together.
Things are going okay.
Their love is strong. I feel like they'll be okay. But we should find them because like we do need to make sure they get off the Titanic. And everybody else. Every other person on this boat.
For sure.
As they're throwing me out of the rich people deck because they didn't believe me, I go, good thing this ship is unsinkable. No need to get into any lifeboats.
Oh,
it's
a good idea.
Ignore the lifeboat announcements.
Shoot. That makes me feel bad, but that
maybe I even sabotage them. You never know.
Everybody is terrified except for unsinkable Molly Brown, who's like, I don't trust those Orientals.
I think
I'm going to make sure I get on a lifeboat as soon as I can.
So it's like, just so I understand, because I didn't know the history. Like, there was enough lifeboats, and like, everybody's allowed on.
Oh boy. No. That's not.
What's wrong with
not
the sentences
only.
I said?
Well, scary. Again, the lifeboats really don't come into play because
Shut
after
up!
The torpedo hits. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We're on the Lusitania.
Listen. Scary, we can double team this. Not only were there not enough lifeboats.
Not enough by half.
Oh God.
They didn't even load them up efficiently.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they left loving dads on first, right?
Well, no, that's not what they did.
They didn't even get on. No dads
what?
Allowed. They straight up had the no
Who
dads.
Deserves to go on more than dads? Who do they put on first then?
Well, kids.
Okay, but you're not a kid if you don't have a dad.
Okay.
What?
So I mean, as in like, how could there be kids without dads? So dads should go first and then the kids can come on afterwards and be like, thanks, dad. For like beyond.
That's Listen, not how it worked back then.
That's
then
just who? History. I'm not saying I agree okay. with it. I'm just saying that that's what happened.
And then who else?
Women and children went
okay, I mean, women
boats.
Are just like dads, but women. So that's good. That makes sense. But kids should be last, is my point.
No, you think children should be the last ones.
We can handle ourselves.
Speaking of handling ourselves, there's three more things
okay.
here.
Okay, but okay, like, so they're not going to let them on.
So Scary grabs a life vest off the wall or whatever and uses it to, like, cover the glass and, like, protect the glass.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure we don't
spill
this thing.
Yeah, I just want to make it, like, as spill-proof as possible.
Let's follow. How are you going to find Grant? Where would
So you see on the wall of the deck, you see a diagram of the ship. There are many decks on the ship. There is the promenade deck, which is only for first-class passengers, which has a lounge, a smoke room, and a reading room. The bridge deck beneath that, where the people go to sleep. The C deck is the shelter deck for crew cabins. The D deck, where you're on now, is the saloon deck.
I run to the first porter, and I say, sir, excuse me, I've lost my dads. Where would two men who love each other greatly and are on a honeymoon together, what
absolutely
part of the boat?
G deck, absolutely, no question.
What part of the boat would they be on?
They'd be in G deck, for sure.
Okay, great, thanks. Hey, thanks. Okay, guys, I think my dads are on D deck.
I tip the guy.
Oh, thank you.
With what?
So here you go.
What is this?
It's a piece of gum. It's, here's a tip. Gum's delicious. And then we run off.
And then as we run off, I say, make sure to tell all the other porters.
Dude, but fucking, that thing's probably got like spearmint crystals, the likes of which his 1900s brain has never used.
Dude, if you gave someone five gum in the Titanic, do you imagine if you hit them with a fucking juicy fruit?
I'm actually shocked that there's not a five gum commercial with the Titanic hitting the iceberg. It's like what it's like to chew five gum.
The inside of your mouth is 98 degrees, but the Titanic is much, much cooler. Does anyone remember that ad? Winter fresh gum?
It cuts to the porter like 30 seconds later after he's chewing. He goes like, oh, it's no more flavor, huh?
My life has changed. Aw. So you head down to G deck and you see your fathers dressing themselves next to a steamy car.
Next
and
to
there's
steamy
a
squash.
Sketch that's incredible.
Yes, there's an incredible sketch.
There's squash down here.
Marco is folding up and putting into his...
Hey, sirs.
Hi, kid.
Hi, we're just
we'd lost a dog. We're looking for our dog. Mm-hmm, yes, Marco says a dog. We are looking for our dog.
Oh, Marco, you never could lie. Sir, we just been informed.
We shouldn't even be here
late. The boat's sinking. I'm sorry. The boat's sinking. Just go.
Yeah,
I've been sent by my father, the ambassador to China, here to tell everyone. For your own safety, please make your way to the lifeboats now.
That's right. You can't disagree with the ambassador of China.
No, the son of the ambassador.
But you were just passing the word on because you're a good son. You're a good son.
And a citizen of the world, indeed.
Okay.
So you two just go up and get on a boat.
I know it's sinking. I just didn't have a lot of hope for us to get out of this alive, frankly.
Wow, that is so metal.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's sad. What do you mean?
I mean,
why? Just go up.
Marco's like, go up. Wait, we're on the Titanic and you stopped to do that? And Grant goes, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm feeling so many feelings, and it's we're about to get married, and it's a Titanic, and I feel like I fucked up. And Marco goes, stop. Kids, make sure you get yourself to lifeboats as quick as you can. We will be right behind you. Thank you so much for telling us that we are on the Titanic, he says, giving the stink eye to Grant.
Oh, dad's in trouble.
This is the rowdiest thing we've ever heard about Grant, is that he was like, I'm not, let's hook up first, and then I'll be like, by the way.
Now that I'm in my refractory
Grant
period.
Probably, look, I get my dad, he's probably so bummed out that he was like, oh, I don't deserve to take the spot of somebody else who was supposed to live. Like, I get it. I would feel that way maybe if I felt bad about myself. So, like, yeah, just lay off. I'm just feeling bad.
So you're saying your dad feels bad about himself?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he thinks he should die on the Titanic, which I guess he does or doesn't. I don't know what's supposed to happen.
Wait, you don't care?
No, of course I care. What do you mean? I just said I don't know what happens.
But as you say, of course I care. We do the Back to the Future thing where the blue screened hand is in front of your face and it begins to, like, fade away a little bit.
Oh,
uh-oh. I mean,
I poke his hand. Does it go through?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's not good. What happened?
You both definitely have to get to the lifeboats, and we got to find, hey,
Francis, Marco, you have to get to the lifeboat. Marco goes, no, you're coming too. You don't get to make this decision for me.
You're wondering why us four teens are down here, and we're down here to make sure that couples like you don't, we got.
Whoa, you're cool with this?
Well, populations,
yeah,
like,
you know,
the world only works if we have wonderful couples like you two. So we're just making sure that couples stay together when they go on the lifeboat. So it's either both of you or none of you. You hear me?
Yeah.
And I put my stern voice on.
Think of it as, like, future generations depend on it, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Mr. Grant, I believe your name was, if Marco's going to go on the lifeboat, you have to, too. That's the rules. That's what the captain said.
Roll persuasion or deception.
Because we do have a policy here at the Titanic with the fully loaded nachos.
Okay, I got a 11.
Kid, who are you? What is your problem?
I told
says
you.
Grant.
He's the ambassador to China, and I'm the captain.
No, you're way too cool with queer people for this time period. What's going on?
We can't Alakazam, I say, and I run away. Come on,
oh,
go, go, go,
we're
go.
Not cool. I want both of you off the boat. You both make me sick. I want you two off the boat. You two off the boat right now. You hear me? Because I'm old timey like that.
I'm just dragging Lincoln away, just trying to desperately.
I don't want you to die.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, no.
As you shout, Dad, I don't want you to die, that is drowned out by the sound of water bursting in through one of the portholes.
Oh, no.
It begins to pool around your feet as it rushes in from the sides, and you see Grant and Marco run out of the storage area and start running up towards the top of the boat.
Okay,
the top of the
they're running
come
fast.
On, kids, come on. We gotta go.
We're gonna go this way. We can't just lead us down on all.
I have more people to inform. Don't worry about it. You get to the boats.
We run up another set of stairs.
Yeah.
Right? Or I do. I don't know what everyone else does.
I think we want to run and look for those purple
things,
right?
Yeah, so as we're running, I turn to everyone and was like, okay, look, we cannot trust those two himbos to figure this out on their own. We need to collect as many of these things as we can.
Yes.
They're not gonna get onto a lifeboat. We gotta get the spell figured out so Scam Likely can get us all out of here.
Yeah, we gotta get out too. So okay. And, well, they're running up there, so that's good.
That's good. That's
okay,
good. But, maybe we'll find something. But okay, so what was it? Something old, right?
We got the
something old. Yeah. Whiskey check.
Okay, I check for the whiskey.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
Okay, good. Okay. Wait,
so
that's one.
So the E deck. We'll go to the E deck.
What else do we need? What were the other two?
Something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of random. I don't know what that's all about, but like, okay.
We just gotta run as fast as we
freezing
can.
Freezing water buffets you as you run up and down the decks. Which deck would you like to go to? The saloon deck, the shelter deck, the bridge deck, the middle deck with the swimming pool?
I think we go bottom up. right, as it's sinking.
Yeah, that's
fair. So you were on the G deck.
So we're just running.
So F deck.
Yeah, we're just running as quickly as possible.
All right, so you run up to F deck. You see there is a swimming pool with a bunch of people just hurrying to try to get out of the swimming pool as the water begins to.
Ah, I get it. You're practicing.
There's also a Turkish bath. You see a bunch of dudes with just towels around their waists running. You see kennels with dogs barking locked inside their cages.
Oh, I want to open up the kennels.
Yeah, I go open up the kennels.
Okay, the dogs get out.
And then I say, shoot, that's not going to help. Maybe we should shoot them all in the back of the head.
Oh, my God!
I don't know. This is dark thoughts. But they're going to drown, right?
Okay, let's just put little life vests on them.
Oh, they're going to freeze. I can't look at them anymore. This is the saddest thing that's ever happened. Go back in the kettle, little buddies. Go to sleep. I don't know what to do.
Let them figure it out for themselves. Give them a shot. Just give them a shot.
Give them a fighting chance, Link.
Okay, I want to try to
good
make
luck,
a...
little buddies. Real I start quick, hugging the dogs one by one.
But really quick, as I open up the doors, I want to try and make a psychic connection with a dog.
Okay. Do you have to speak with animals?
Trust me, we're going to need this later, all right? Trust me, dude.
You're going to send them all to look for purple things?
Ooh.
Do I have speak with animals? No, absolutely not.
You're a ranger without speak with animals? I thought that was like a ranger
thing.
Seems
like something remotely useful, so fucking of course a ranger doesn't have it.
Hold on, let me just manage my spells and note that I have an extra spell slot. Guess what? Who has speak with animals now?
Oh, okay, you do get it. Okay.
Canines, who amongst you wishes to create a psychic bond with me, the son of the ambassador to China?
They all cock their heads. Like
all of you. I deputize all of you to be Taylor's dogs.
Dude comes up and starts petting them and goes,
"Good, they're good dogs. These are good dogs.
They are good dogs,
they
dude.
Are very good. Be near so that if I need you, you may come. But also, try and survive. Do your best.
Taylor, ask the dogs if they can find this purple stuff for us.
And keep an eye out for purple glowing. Can they see the color purple?
Dogs are colorblind.
They can see glowing.
Yeah, they can see like light.
And they can see glow, yeah.
Bring me glowing objects. Purple, ideally. But blue glowing objects.
Yeah.
Like this color. Oh, hold on. Show them the
the dogs the whiskey.
Yeah.
So somebody roll animal handling.
I will roll animal handling.
You should do
My
it.
My boys. 4 + 0, 4.
They jump out the window into the freezing water.
Well,
oh,
no!
Oh, God.
Oh, God, you hear what they're saying as they jump out the window, dude, because you can speak with them now.
Yeah. What are they saying, Anthony?
The moon is glowing. I'm going to get the moon.
Oh, no. Oh, that's really awful.
Dude, one of the weird things about being a human is that everybody's going to feel worse about these animals dying than the 1,600 people, human beings that actually died. These
dude
fucking 20
weeping.
Dogs.
Dude is
everybody
already,
listening
like,
to this podcast
crying.
Is going to be more sad. Okay, this can't...
But the dogs.
I know. I feel the way too. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying I feel that way too. I feel worse about these dogs. Link thinks from me. He's like, this can't be happening. I know my dad's live and I'm here. And I start getting a divine sense and I'm going to cast divine sense, which let me know if you think this is relevant, which is as an action, you can detect good and evil, but also until the end of the turn, you can sense anything affected by a hollow spell, great. The known location of celestial, fiend, undead. Ooh. I don't know. It feels like I should just be able to sense. Yep. Within 60 feet or something.
That makes a lot of sense. You can tell that on the E deck above you, something soon to be borrowed awaits you.
E deck, let's go. I sense something.
Okay.
I hope it's not my dad's having sex again.
Is that what they were doing?
That's what they were doing, which
I
is cool.
They just were like, they wanted to see a cool car.
Yeah.
No. Well, they are classic car enthusiasts though, right?
Yeah, no, they always said that, you know, however I want to express my sexuality is fine and like you can have sex before or after marriage, however you want to wait. And they told me they had sex before marriage. I didn't realize it was like right before marriage.
On the Titanic.
But yeah, that's definitely what they were doing.
I'm sure this was the first time they've had sex though. You're probably
right. Yeah, could be. It's a pretty cool place to have.
So you head to the mail room of the Titanic and you see Grant and Marco arguing with the male person there, and behind the male person, they're basically locked inside of a room with a little window with iron bars bisecting it. And behind them is a package that seems to be glowing purple. And Marco's like, "We just need the package for some reason, I guess." And Grant's like, "Yes, no, please, that's mine. It's for me. It's me. What does it say on it?" And the guy's like, "No, get it. Go back to your rooms."
Taylor struts up with all the confidence. "I do believe, sir, you have correspondence for me. The son of the ambassador to China."
All right, roll deception.
I swear to God, the amount of times I've tried this fucking gambit. 4 + 5, 9. God damn it!
Oh my gosh.
They go, no, it doesn't look like we have anything.
Scary, Hermie, guys, use your acting stuff. You're really good at acting. Yeah. Why don't the two of you, like, just get, you know?
Okay.
As much as it pains me to admit it, you guys have great chemistry together.
Hermie leans up against the wall and he goes, I know.
yeah. Male All right, room. When's there going to be a female room, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for equal Burn rights in down. 1912. Let's see how that plays out for them.
Leek starts snapping his fingers like he just heard something cool. That's why you tell him, Scary.
Yeah, I wonder if that guy I was seeing finally sent me that object that I was going to borrow.
Oh, yes, madam. He's always sending you objects as a way of showing how much he loves you because you're so high class and regal.
I know, Jack. I mean,
Hermie looks to the side and he's like, if only she knew that me, a lowly valet, would actually be the one who holds her in my heart so deeply that she never can, for it would be too inappropriate for
Scary looks to the side. If only he knew I didn't really want objects. this looks like it might be the right place. Hello, male.
How'd you know my name?
Can I have that package, please?
Roll
I believe
persuasion.
It's addressed to me.
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's 10.
I'm afraid you're going to have to show me some evidence that the package is yours, my lady.
Well, let me just look at it really quick.
What's that sound also?
The boat's sinking, sir.
No, this ship's unsinkable.
Yeah, well, it turns out you can't really believe the things that you thought that you could. You can find
Holy shit.
New I try to sneak a look at the package.
Okay. Go ahead and roll
Holy
perception.
Shit.
Okay. Nine.
Wow, you should start a podcast. You can really get people to wake up.
Okay, so with the 10, you can see it actually is for the son of the ambassador from China.
Oh, I find myself growing faint. If only there was a strong family lineage to keep me afloat. You, sir, you're an ambassador, aren't you?
I am. Keep distracting him.
Oh.
Distract me from what?
From this!
Distract well, him.
Scary, just distract him. I have a spell I can cast.
Just cast
a spell, dude.
Okay, so I do believe this ship may sink. And then I pull out a bullet and I'm putting it on a desk and it's rolling down as the ship is tilting to the side. And I'm like, yes. And then I punch Hermie and I'm like, you weren't the man I thought you were.
No.
Is this performance work? Because I'm going to cast Misty Step, which allows me to teleport 30 Ooh. Feet to an unoccupied space. I'm just going to teleport in there and grab it.
Great. That works perfectly. He's too busy being swept up in the drama of these two will-they-won't-theys. So
I teleport in, which is, I think it's just like, I just slip on in quietly. I grab the envelope. I'm like, hey,
what up?
Here, take it.
Yeah, okay, great.
And I slip it through the bars, and then I go, how did I get here?
Oh, can you only do it once? Are you stuck in there now?
Release him at once. That's the son of the ambassador to China.
What are you doing here, boy? Get out. And he opens the door for you and tries to grab the package from you.
You don't ever come along to China. I'll have words for you.
I knew you Chinese could go through walls. They told me that was a specific form of racism I had, but I always knew.
Good day, sir. I say to you, good day.
He's too busy being racist to stop you from leaving with the package.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you. doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Our frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by KiwiCo. It's time.
KiwiCo.
It's summertime. You ever do outdoor stuff in the summer? I would ride bikes.
No, I've never gone outside.
You've never gone? Not in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you bike ride when you were like out in the summer, or would you just bake?
So when I was in Tucson, when I was like bike riding age, and yeah, we would just bake alive. The asphalt was so hot. And then by the time I was in Phoenix, I was in college, you know, who rides bikes? I do, to get to class and to get to other places. And it was very hot. Yes.
So
okay.
KiwiCo is inviting kids and kids at heart to enjoy their first ever summer adventure series.
Ooh.
Kids from 2 years old to teens can receive 6 hands-on science and art project kits over 6 weeks with enriching content and fun activities to accompany each project. They have something for everyone, and they offer different topics for each age, whether your child wants to explore space,
hell,
or learn,
yeah,
about dinosaurs,
yes,
or learn about how dinosaurs were killed by an object from space.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
I do have to say, looking at the KiwiCo website, there is a physics project for kids aged 5 and up. That is pinball? Are you freaking kidding me?
Look at this marble roller coaster.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and to stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the Summer Adventure Series, like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where you build an actual bottle rocket, but not the kind that you light with a lighter, help to turn the outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. And Matt, as the parent in the room here.
Yeah.
Keeping your kid busy and creatively challenged.
Constant struggle.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to avoid those screens. Then you got it.
That's
you
the problem, is that screens made them.
Oh my
it's
God.
A really
screens
easy
make it
way.
So easy, but you want to avoid those screens. So you got to come up with fun stuff to do, activities. Well, and like, look, you got a whole range, but you know how like you think you're prepared and you've got like a whole list of things. You're like, these activities, this is going to last until my kid's in college.
No.
You renow them by like age 4.
KiwiCo
does
like,
I already
like,
done all the marshmallows with toothpicks and all the like make your own water. But I've done all these things.
KiwiCo's doing that legwork for you, so you can spend quality time just tackling the projects together. It must be nice, Matt, to be able to do these and just be like, I don't have to think. I can just play with
it.
Convenient and personalized, you'll receive either all your summer adventure crates at once or weekly for 6 weeks. Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. That's the best code we've gotten
That's
so
really
far.
Good. That's really good.
20% off your summer adventure at Kiwi, KiwiCo.com/summerdaddies. One word, summer daddies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I look at Grandma. I was like, "Oh, okay. So we got the pack. Why did you two? I told you guys to get out of here. Why were you two trying to get
thanks,
this package?
Kid. Yeah, thanks. This is going to be super useful. Thanks. Mind if I borrow it? Sorry." And he takes the package from you.
Yeah, you two are strong men. You can hold on to it. Like, that's fine. We'll get the next two.
The next.
Thanks, kid. Yeah. What a specific thing to say. All right.
I don't know. You're looking for things. We're just going to help you out. I told you to get to the lifeboats anyway.
I told you to get the lifeboats.
Get out of here.
You get out of here.
You two are going to have a great marriage and is worth protecting, so leave.
Link, stop it. You're going to destroy the timeline. Let's go.
I meant nothing. I don't like you guys.
Shut up.
Okay, right out of there. Don't die, dads.
Just give me a luck roll.
Oh, no.
Oh no. Just dude, it's going to be like that scene in Looper when body parts start disappearing.
Oh, God.
An 18.
All right. Everything stays as it is.
Okay, sorry. I'm getting really emotional. I'll stop yelling at my dad.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm talking to you. We're running away. We're away from them now. Okay. What's next?
You head up to the top deck and you see that it is absolute pandemonium. The ship is beginning to lilt to one side. Chairs, cutlery, furniture is all beginning to list in directions. People are getting crushed underfoot.
Has the orchestra started playing yet?
The orchestra is playing Near My God to Thee.
Gentlemen, it has been a privilege.
Why are those guys playing music even though the boat's going down?
Yeah, why are they playing?
It's just like a kind of beautiful metaphor for the poignancy of, you know,
did it actually
mankind.
Happen?
Yeah, that really happened. Wow. Those guys did that. We're here. We're literally here. That's what crazy. Do you mean? Did it actually happen? Like, pay attention.
That's a crazy story. They should make a movie out of it.
Yes, about the four musicians who played until they got too cold.
Do they make a movie about the four of them?
Yeah, Link, they do. They okay. do. They sure do, buddy.
Okay. So you got okay. your something old. You got your something borrowed.
We're looking around for purple stuff on the deck.
Please roll perception.
Well, you've got your little spell up, don't you? Like your guiding.
Oh, yeah. Don't you have your guiding principles?
Oh, is it still active?
It is. Which is okay, great. I rolled one on perception.
Then you follow your nose, so to speak, and you can hear the sound of a douchey guy saying, please, please let me aboard. She's all I have in the world.
Oh,
and
no.
You see.
Wait, sorry. The line is, I'm all she has in the world.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Please, please let me aboard. I'm all she has in the world. And you see a man with very intense eyebrows trying to get aboard.
Oh, my God. I have to roll not to fall in love.
The guy who's trying to steal a baby?
Beth, go ahead.
Yeah. The difference between being a girl and being a woman is like being into Jack Dawson. When you're a woman, you realize that Billy Zane is where it's at in Titanic.
That's the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard.
My favorite thing about Billy Zane in Titanic is his ignorance of future historical people. Like when he's like, who's this Freud? One of the passengers?
Oh, wait. Picasso. Oh. He won't amount to a thing.
Beautiful. I love that.
Actually,
shit
it's
so
Aster
much.
Who says, this Freud. Is
oh,
he
that's
a
right.
Is
yeah,
he
yeah,
a passenger?
Yeah. Love it.
So you can see that he's next to an empty baby carriage, and there's a woman who has a hand still on the handle of the baby carriage who seems to have been trampled, unfortunately. And,
is she alive?
No, she is dead.
Oh, God.
And Marco and Grant come out, and they don't see what's going on. They're looking around for something purple, but you've seen it before they did.
What's the purple thing? What's the purple thing?
The baby that he is holding is purple.
The baby is?
The baby is purple.
Wait, is it like, okay.
No, it's glowing purple.
It's not like
it's magically
Thanos
glowing
baby.
A purple glow. It is not literally like a purple baby. It's
like in a video game where it's highlighted, Will. It's not, okay, it's not yeah. Thanos
it's
baby.
It's not Grimace getting loaded.
Grimace was on the Titanic.
Oh, no.
That was milkshake right ahead. Dude, that's got to be one on TikTok, right? Like a big Grimace shake sinks the Titanic? That's pretty
like
good.
Four
that's
months ago
out,
on TikTok.
Pretty Will. Out there, my man.
So Billy Zane is trying to get aboard the lifeboat. What are you going to do?
I'm screaming, that man stole that baby.
That's a Chinese baby.
That's our baby.
That's our Chinese baby.
Roll persuasion.
Step aside. Step aside.
You can tell the baby is not Chinese, first of all. Secondly, roll persuasion.
But can they tell?
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
There is a thing.
That people think babies are
12
Chinese.
Plus 1, 13.
What thing?
What thing?
There's
what?
A thing where it's like every Asian baby's born with a big old blue spot. You know about this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, where?
Yeah.
On their body.
Okay.
It's just a weird Mongolian, like, blue uh-huh. spot thing. And so, you know, this baby's glowing purple, you know, who knows? I could use it, but it doesn't matter. Because I rolled a 13.
Okay. So with a 13, they go, ho, 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 you stole that baby? And he goes, no, of course not. This is my child. His name is Lewis. And they go...
You named that baby Lewis?
I'm afraid you're going to have to prove that baby was stolen, kids, because he's a grown man and you're children.
Can I do sleight of hand and I want to draw a blue dot on the baby?
Okay.
So that then Taylor can tell them about this fact.
Yeah.
Roll sleight of hand.
Got a 14.
You draw a blue circle onto it, and immediately Billy Zane looks down and goes, ooh, an Asian baby, I would rather drown. And he hands you the baby back, and he gets back aboard the ship.
That's
and
right,
wipes
sir.
His hands.
Dermal melanocytosis, formerly called Mongolian blue spots, as you may know them, are the hallmark of Asian babies, such as this one, who belongs to my father, the ambassador to China.
So Grant and Marco come up, and they see that the baby's glowing, and they go, What's going on? Whose kid is that?
Mine.
Okay.
My
no,
dad's.
No, it's not.
My brother.
Here, give it to them and then they can go on the boat.
Yes.
Sir, this baby, the only thing it has left in the world is these two fine gentlemen.
We're friends.
One of whom is Asian.
We're friends.
Yeah.
And one of us is Asian.
Yeah. So can you let them on the boat, sirs? We're
that's
four kids. We'll give
that's
up
me
our...
and Matt at every coffee shop.
Hi, one of us is Asian.
We won't tell you which one.
One of us tells the truth and one of us only lies. So he goes, fine, yeah, sure. Get aboard the boat, I guess, the two of you. And he goes, and my friends, these kids here, they're all with me. They're all my kids, Grant says. All of them. Come on, come aboard, kids.
Wow, you do that for okay. us, mister?
Wow.
Yeah, can we hop on?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay.
You're all children.
Yeah, we're on. Okay. Wait. Can we save any of these people before we get on, or is it too late, guys? You tell me.
Anthony, give me 1 minute on the clock to see if I can find a spell that I have that will stop the Titanic from sinking, please.
Come on, normal.
All right, timer 1 minute, go.
Okay, guidance, light, resistance, sacred flame, spare the dying, spare the dying.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not going to
work. What about just like a warmth spell? You know what I mean? Like, keep people warm.
Healing world.
Can you put them all to a new plane? That way it doesn't mess up the history, because they all did disappear, but they're all alive somewhere else.
Just like MH370.
Ah, yes, the great mystery of the Titanic. Where did those people go to?
That's true. I guess they didn't find the bodies.
Oh, shit. Okay. I've got it. I'm going to cast Water Walk.
Okay.
For 1 hour, the spell grants the ability to move across any liquid surface. Up to 10 willing creatures can see within range, gain this ability for the duration.
But which 10, Normal? Which 10?
Oh, my God.
It will.
Oh, no!
You can still see the dogs are doggy paddling in the cold, and they're beginning to get colder.
Here's the choice. You can save all the dogs or all 1,600 people, Will.
Who do you choose? I'll choose the 1,600 people. I don't fucking, yeah.
It's only for 10 people.
10 people. Well, we'll see. I need to see how many levels.
10 people or all the dogs.
I can live with you saving 10 people, Normal. That's something.
That's something. You know, Normal, they say this boat is cursed. They say that aboard it, there was this Egyptian mummy princess that was like stowed away, and that's why the Titanic sank.
Whoa. Is that real?
Maybe.
I am going to cast Water Walk. Its casting time is one action, and it's a third level spell slot. Now, I have 3 third level spell slots, 3 fourth level spell slots, 2 fifth, and 1 sixth. So I can save 90 people.
Wow.
Because if I dump all my spell slots, that'll do it, I believe.
But you can't save the musicians because you said they died and they make a movie about them, right? I just want to make sure Normal that we're sticking to...
No, that's true. That would blow up the timeline.
I feel bad for them. I can't look at them anymore. I see them playing so heroic.
Okay, well, I can only do people that I can see, right? Okay. So there's like, what? There's a throng of people in front of the boat.
And the dogs, you can see, but doggy battling through the water.
Slowly,
the
languidly.
People can pick up the dogs.
One of the dogs is getting really tired.
Oh, God.
His whole head going below the water, Will.
Oh, my God.
Normal is going to cast... Here's the fucked up thing I'm thinking in my head. Do I cast it on the biggest people, like the biggest guys, so they can hold other people, right?
Big boy representation. Love it. Just... All the beefiest boys line up.
Normal shouts all the beefy boys to the front.
So we flash forward 100 years, and it turns out beefy boys are now been naturally selected for. So everybody's just like 30 pounds beefier.
Wow.
All right. I cast an order of beefiness and tell people you can walk on water now. Hold up the other people.
People are confused. They're crying. They're trying their best. Some people are managing to climb up into the arms of the beefiest boys, the guys who are probably down in the hold, shoveling coal and stuff. Just like they held up the economy, you know, they really, America was what it was because of the work of these workers standing union strong together.
They do only have an hour, so they got rescued within
an
hour,
boats,
right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Right? Tell me that. There weren't enough beefy boys. Not enough by half.
Not the better half.
There's a beefy boy with 5 shivering dogs on him, and everyone immediately falls in love with him.
No. Yeah, after the Titanic, they made sure that you had to at least have 200 beefy boys on every ship.
Scary's like, don't worry, I got the rest of them. And she touches the ship and casts Remove Curse, and nothing happens. And that's how you find out that the Egyptian mummy was just a myth. It wasn't actually cursed. The Titanic just hit an iceberg and sank. There wasn't a mystical reason for it.
It will be several hours before the ship arrives to save these people.
It's fine. An hour of not being in the water is going to help.
Yeah, it will help. It will help. God, what a story, though.
As the lifeboat descends to the water with all of you in it, you overhear Marco and Grant having a conversation where Grant's like, this poor kid, he's got nobody. And Marco says, this poor kid, we got to keep him warm. Stay close to me. Let's keep him warm. And they huddle close together to each other, and they cuddle this kid.
Link looks at the 3.
Link, roll perception.
Oh, no.
17.
Okay, so with a 17, Scam likely appears as a ghost, and he raises his eyebrows, and he points at you, and then he points at the baby, and then he points back at you, and he points at the baby.
Is that... I'm an Asian baby?
Link looks down and realizes there's been a blue spot on his own butt for years that he himself painted there.
Wait, I was I look at Scam. That's me?
He turns to Grant and Marco and he goes, happy anniversary. I saw that you were having a bad time. And so I decided to fix your marriage. Hooray. And Grant's like, what? I didn't actually need the something, all the borrowed blue, old, any of that stuff. I just wanted you to find each other. What?
Classic Scam.
And he goes, it sounded like you were having second thoughts. And I wanted you to remember how important you are to each other. Remember, you thought you were going to die. And the first thought was to deep dick your boyfriend.
Oh, I told you guys, I said that. See, you didn't believe me, but they did.
I believed that they were having sex.
Okay.
Marco kisses Grant really deeply, and Grant kisses him back, and he goes, I'm sorry I was so scared. I was just really scared of living a life with you as much as I was without you, because I don't know if I can, I just don't know. And Marco just shuts him up and goes, it's fine. It's okay. We're going to be okay together, because you've got my back and I've got your back. And now both of us are going to have this, if you're okay with it, I think, we're going to have this kid's back.
And the four of us are always going to have your back, too. Sorry. Hey, can you two keep it down? Oh, God.
Greg gets a distant look in his eyes as he sees, other than the people trying to crawl onto the Burly Boys, a lot of people drowning and dying in the water.
Oh, God. Molly Brown would be so pissed if this many people actually survived the Titanic.
Yeah, she loses her whole
They'd be all writing
riz.
Books, too.
Yeah, and they would literally be unsinkable.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just okay Molly Brown. Grant says, with Scam Likely and the Doodler and all these people dying around me, and I just want to make sure that he doesn't have to deal with any of this shit. I just, no kid deserves to live through the bullshit that we're living.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, I can't say anything, right?
You can, but maybe just be cool for once. Okay.
Cool about it.
You could say something cool to him, just don't tell him you're his son, you know? But if you got something to say to him, you know, say it, dude.
Oh, hey, you two gentlemen, I'm sure that baby is going to be really happy to have you as their dad. I'm going to, hey guys, let's just close our eyes and ears, because there's a lot of dying going on around us. I'm just a little scared. Yeah, Link kind of like tries to look away from the...
Just what? One more, I mean, do you have anything you want to say to like your baby self?
No, dude. That's the first lesson of all this. Like, don't do anything. What do you mean?
Okay, I'm going to say pretty happy something with if the you way. Don't mind.
Well,
I
I'm
go
pretty
up to
happy
the baby.
With, no, don't tell me anything.
I go up to the baby and I whisper to the baby. I say, hey, baby Link. And I stroke his cheek and I say, it's going to be all right.
And then Grant and Marco both embrace you and they hold you as the Titanic sinks behind you. And
as more than 1,500 people die in the single deadliest sinking of a single ship up to that time happens around us.
But that's love, right?
Yeah. And the 700 people in the boats wait to die, wait to live, wait for an absolution that will never come.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. You should tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies that we sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Theme song is On My Way by Max and Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Courtney Terry is our community coordinator. Esther Els is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing. And Robin Rapp is our transcriber. This podcast is directly supported by our Patreon. Our Patreon is full of people with names like Teresa Alexa. Cuddleism is a religious belief about being sincerely held. Lauren Donahue, Abu Waifu, Eric Bateman, Nicholas Olson, Leah, Xander Bryce, Brett Peterson, Operandi, MJ Damson, Kellen Holbrook, Carson, Jason Bingham, Christopher Burgess, Karsten Lisbjerg Mogensen, Emil Gronbach, Bryce McSherry, Panda Blackstar, and Daniel Hidalgo. Episode 1 of Dad of the Christie is now available, with episode 2 coming out later on this week. This 3-part murder mystery miniseries with special guest Amanda Shuckman, who you may remember from Sons and Sensibility, as well as Riley Rose Critchlow, who does Real Housewives of D&D and also is the lead detective in Anime Crimes Division, and Elise Williams, who has also appeared on this season as well as on Funhouse, is starting to come out now. This miniseries is a total blast, and you can get it, as well as all of our other standalone miniseries, at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. You can also buy digital downloads of our bonus miniseries on that Patreon as well, but if you're a patron, you just get it. You get that, as well as ongoing content, ad-free episodes, as well as access to tons of bonuses. But, you know, if you don't like subscribing to things, you can just buy these now. It's an option. Always was an option. This past month, our monthly bonus for our mid-tier subscribers was a video where we introduce you to everyone's pets. It was a pet video. Who has the best pet? It's me, but you can watch the video to verify that. Do your own research at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our Twitter is dungeonsanddads. Our website is dungeonsanddads.com. Our merch is at store.dungeonsanddads.com. Our subreddit is dungeonsanddads. Our next episode is coming out October 10th. We will see you then. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, brave where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way. Yes, I do have sneak with animals.
Sneak with animals?
Sneak with animals. Oh, that's a pretty good one.
That's like Shaggy has that when he and Scooby are tiptoeing around.